This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in North Carolina has hit record highs over the past couple of weeks. On Wednesday, the statewide number was 1,142. That's the highest since the pandemic started. So what does this mean for Charlotte area hospitals? Are they prepared? Joining us to walk through the numbers is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So North Carolina's health department says between 75 and 80% of the state's hospital beds are full right now. How does that compare to before COVID-19?
Yeah, so according to State Health Director Mandy Cohen, that's about where hospitals would normally be. So the number of available beds can go up and down depending on the season. But remember, hospitals do make money by seeing patients and having their beds full.
So the state has seen a record number of people in the hospital because of the coronavirus. What are those numbers?
Like you said at the beginning, statewide, we've generally been seeing an increase in hospitalizations over the past couple of weeks. The numbers were in the 900s during the first week of July. Then they jumped to just over 1,000 late last week and have more or less been steadily increasing since.
Now, in Mecklenburg, that's a slightly different story, right?
It is. There was a jump in hospitalizations between the end of June and the start of July in Mecklenburg. But since then, the numbers have been more or less level here. Between 160 and 185 people have been in the hospital each day. And that's according to the latest county data.
I know you've been talking with the two big hospital systems in Charlotte, Atrium and Novant. How many beds do they have available?
They say about 20%. So I talked with Dr. Gary Little. He's the chief medical officer of the Metro Division for Atrium. He says right now the hospital is successfully managing the number of coronavirus patients. Novant didn't make anyone available for an interview, but a spokeswoman says via email the system isn't concerned about its capacity or preparedness for COVID-19 patients.
And what do we know about who's going to the hospital?
Well, both Atrium and Novant say, on average, the patients are a bit younger. Dr. Gary Little with Atrium says that means they don't have as many chronic or underlying health conditions.
So they aren't requiring the ICU care or ventilation that the earlier surge or increase in patients was back in the end of the winter and early spring. So that's resulted in fewer patients needing ICU-level care, fewer patients needing to be on a ventilator, and that means their hospital stay has been shorter, so they're not consuming as much bed capacity as patients were earlier.
Little also says Atrium is using treatments like remdesivir and dexamethasone that can help reduce the severity of the disease in hospitalized patients, meaning they could be leaving the hospital faster.
And what if the number of coronavirus hospitalizations keeps increasing? Do Atrium and Novant have enough beds going forward?
Well, both systems say they have preparedness plans that would increase the number of available beds. A Novant spokeswoman says it has plans that could expand its bed capacity by 60%. Remember, back in March, both Atrium and Novant postponed non-essential surgeries to free up bed space, and they could do that again if they need to. Dr. Gary Little says the more the virus spreads, the more people will need to be hospitalized.
We just keep saying thousands or tens of thousands of people getting infected, those numbers, even though they play in our favor when they're small numbers, when they get to big numbers, those percentages are going to overwhelm our health systems.
So he says it's important for people to keep doing the things that keep the virus at bay, the things we keep hearing from health officials, like wearing a mask if you can't socially distance, washing your hands often, and staying 6 feet away from other people.
That's WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.